What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 149, Strong the Iron Will Way. Somebody asked me the other day, how do I come up with concepts for the podcast? And a lot of people have asked me that. And I guess since we're approaching about 150, that question makes sense. And I said, you know, I don't really have a specific way of coming up with the topics. Majority of the time, though, they come from conversations with clients. That's how it first began, actually, is I remember having conversation with clients during the day and thinking, wow, man, this is a conversation I've repeated, 500 times in my life with different clients throughout the years. And it would be great if I could just put these somewhere that other people could benefit from the answers if they had the same questions. Because most likely, if one or two people have that question, a lot more people have that question. So that's kind of how it began. The other thing that I think I do a lot is just observe people and things that relate to what we're talking about here, and just read a lot and take in as much information as I could, because I'm always trying to learn more about myself and human behavior and success in all areas. And success in all areas is very similar, whether it's sports, health and fitness, business, life in general. The principles are generally the same. So one of the things that I've noticed recently, and I've talked about this in an earlier podcast, and I can't remember the name or the title, but it was a long time ago, so it's probably worth talking about again, is that a great number of people, I bet if you asked most people, would they want to change something in their life, most people would say yes, right? We see that around New Year's time, the most common by far, incredibly out front every year, all the time, probably for eternity, is, weight loss or changing their physical body being is the number one, resolution. So clearly a lot of people are wanting to do this. And you just got to spend a couple hours on late night infomercial TV and you can see that this is still quite a big thing in our society and our world today, is changing the body for the better, which is awesome. That's why we're here, right? But what I see that is most people, and again, this is true in let's call it business and life success, life goals as well. People want an entirely different life/body. But they don't really want to change any of their current habits, patterns, things that they like and don't like very significantly, right? That doesn't work. Dramatic change will not come without a pretty significant inconvenience to your current life. So I'll repeat that. Dramatic change does not come without a pretty significant change to your current life. So let me explain what that is. How about the person that is waking up tired every single day and dragging their ass out of bed, right? That person, I've been that person. I'm happy to say that I'm not that person anymore. No matter how many hours of sleep I get, I literally don't feel like that anymore. But I can remember that all the time. I hated getting up. In school, I can remember my mom trying to wake me up for hours. I hated getting up to go to work when I had a quote-unquote real job. I hated going to work when I was younger and I used to go out and misbehave in the evenings, and getting up and work was so hard. So think about that person that hates that so much, and every morning they wake up, they kind of dread the mornings. It's like, oh, here we go. But they really love to have a couple cocktails every night and unwind before bed. Understandable. They got a stressful job, whatever. They also really, really love to binge watch some Netflix. So they got Game of Thrones, they got Homeland, they got all this stuff going on every night. And that's just their thing. They look forward to that all day. You see what's happening here? And we have a massive contrast in, I want to wake up refreshed and feel better. I don't want to be tired every day, but I can't give up my drinks and my late night TV. Well, those two fucking things don't go together. Seinfeld used to do a little bit, how morning guy hates evening guy. because the evening guy wants to stay up late and party, and morning guy fucking hates him when he wakes up in the morning. Well, that's a perfect example of somebody that, you know, quote-unquote, wants to feel better and wants to feel different, but then is not willing to give up those habits. If that person could give up those habits and not have drinks every night, not stay awake until, you know, midnight watching, binge-watching TV, they would feel better in a week. But they're not able to connect those two dots, or they're not, they don't want to feel better enough to sacrifice. And I think that's really the issue. You know, you're willing to trade one kind of quote unquote pain for another. Zach Evanesh has a great one, the pain of, I forget exactly. Again, it's early morning and I'm going off memory here, but the pain of, you know, the work is better than the pain of regret. You know what I mean? Like, the pain of getting to the gym and working out and doing that thing that you want to do is better than the pain of, you know, regret later and having not done it. So this is, again, what we see in the gym thing. You know, it's like you want to have a better physique, lose weight, build muscle, feel better, look better. Awesome. Now, that's going to come with some major inconveniences to your current life, meaning, oh man, I really like my sleep. I like to get up at 7. I got to be at work at 8. Well, guess what? If you want to get in shape, you have to get up at 5 and get to the gym first, most days a week. You're going to have to want to be in shape enough to not sleep until 7 a.m. anymore. Now, that might mean you still should be getting your sleep, right? We all know that. So if your previous bedtime was midnight, and maybe you're also the guy that had the drinks and the Game of Thrones, now maybe that has to become 10, and you have to give up. So here comes a lot of inconveniences. Oh my God, you're telling me I can't sleep in anymore, I can't watch TV anymore, and I can't have my two drinks every night anymore. Yes, that's what I'm saying. All right, or you got to go to the gym after work, right? Still sleep till 7, but you got to go after work. Now after work, gym is crowded. Your workout's going to take longer. It's a huge pain in the ass. You're not going to see your kids for dinner time. You're not going to see your girlfriend, your spouse until 8 o'clock instead of at 6 o'clock. Or, you know the deal. You're not going to be able to play, I don't know, basketball after work, whatever you do. Like, there's going to be sacrifices and inconvenience that need to be made in order to make these changes. This is a huge challenge for a lot of people. And I think there's somehow a disconnect between those two things, but it should be fairly obvious. You know, I used to tell people all the time, like, I find it fascinating that people will come in to lose weight, and let's say we're talking about nutrition, and they say, hey, listen, I've been gaining weight steadily for, you know, 10 years, I cannot lose a pound, and I need to. All right, great. So we sit down, look at their daily habits, daily diet, typical day, typical week, got a good idea of that. So we start to make prescriptions as to, like, here's some changes we should make. And typically what the person will do, and this I see this with all the diet books and stuff, this is fascinating. What the person will do is look for the things within the new diet that are as close to their current diet as possible. Okay, so they're going to look for something that's like, hey, I already do that. Oh, hey, I already do that. Oh, I already do that too. So they're going to try to basically slightly modify their own diet. They're going to try to almost pick a diet. If they're looking for books in the bookstore, they're going to pick a diet that most closely mimics what they already do, because that will require the least change. They'll make a couple changes to their own daily diet for a little while, and then they'll make a couple changes to the prescribed diet, so that's a little easier. Right, so they'll say, well, this guy told me not to do this, but I'm going to tweak that. I'll do that later. I'll do all the other changes first. I'll do the other quote-unquote changes that are already what I fucking do. Right. And then I'll change, you know, I probably shouldn't have this giant glass of juice every morning for breakfast, so I will cut that out, but I'm still going to have my cereal. He told me to have oatmeal, but I'm going to still have fucking Captain Crunch because it's close enough. But I will cut out the orange juice, and then I'm supposed to stop drinking alcohol, but I think if I just have one instead of two, I should be fine, right? So basically this person is not really following the new diet at all. They're basically following their old diet with some minor changes that really won't make a big difference, and nothing will happen. So What I used to tell people all the time is, I think of it this way. If I would look for the diet that's the most different from what I currently do. I would look for the protocol, the workout plan that is totally different from what I'm doing, because what I'm doing is not fucking working, right? So if I've been doing cardio 5 times a week for 5 years, and I really don't look much better, and I go to a fucking trainer, and this guy's like, look, I would say you do cardio 5 days a week, but add 10 minutes, I would fucking find a new trainer, right? Because, like, clearly my 5 days a week cardio is not working. What most people will do is say, awesome, beautiful, I get to do more of what I like doing and already isn't working, right? I would find the fucking guy that says, don't do any cardio and lift weights all the time and completely change your diet. Something that's totally different from what I'm doing, because clearly the path I'm on is not working. So I need to do something dramatically different. Good analogy is if you went to an accountant or a financial planner and you said, hey, look, here's my budget. Here's what I make. Here's what I spend. I just cannot seem to get ahead. I can't save any money. I'm just spinning my wheels constantly, living check to check. Can you take a look at it and tell me what to do? And this guy looked at it, studied it for a while, and gave it back. He said, honestly, Scott, it looks like you're doing everything just right. Keep doing what you're doing, and you should be all right. Like, obviously, I'm not going to be all right, and I can't keep doing what I'm doing because I'm not getting anywhere. I've been doing this for a long time. Same deal, right? I would have very little confidence that when I left that office, my life is going to improve. What I would hope is that somebody would look at this and say, dude, this is hideous. No wonder you can't get ahead. Look at all these things you're doing. I want you to get rid of this. I want you to start doing this. I want you to switch this out. Start putting this much money away. Like, I want 10 major changes because I really am tired of being in that same financial situation. Now, if I'm a little tired of the situation, I mean, I would like to be making more money, but I'm not homeless, right? I'm not eating food off the street. When this guy suggests changes that are uncomfortable for me, I might not do them because I'm like, honestly, like, I don't really want to give up going out to dinner. I don't really want to give up my nice car. I don't really want to give up my expensive rent. I don't really want to give up my expensive clothes or whatever I spend my money on that this guy recommends that I should change. I'm not willing to make those changes and be uncomfortable to get the result that I want. Well, then it's not going to happen, okay? So I would challenge yourself if you're really at this point where you feel like you want to make changes in your life, okay? And let's keep it fitness for now. You really want to make changes in your body. Take a look at your daily habits. Take a look at ones that are not in line with your goals. And you got to get rid of those. You got to switch those out. You got to make new ones, right? So if you're staying up too late and drinking too much and not feeling good when you wake up and not getting time for the gym, like, you need a new nighttime habit, man. You need to start that nighttime habit earlier. You need to make maybe that nighttime habit becomes reading, you know, self-improvement books and things that are good for you, not things that are just killing time, you know, and make that nighttime reading for 30 minutes and you know, without alcohol or with, you know, one drink instead of three, and start that shit at 7, not 10. You get the idea, but I think it's awareness. I think it's just be aware of, if you do want to make substantial changes, there's going to come with a pretty substantial inconvenience to your current life, and welcome that inconvenience, you know, like look forward to saying, all right, I'm setting my alarm for 5 a.m. from now on. And you know what? I'm going to go on a little quick segue here, but this is important. I think, you know, that first couple weeks, days, months, you set that alarm for 5 a.m., fucking painful, right? It is brutal. Dark, depending on where you live, is cold, you know, but you will come to adapt to that time, and you will start to embrace things about that time. And what I love about that time is no one's awake, and there's something that's rewarding about that, you know, is getting up and being the only person on the road, being the only person at the gym. I mean, because then you're getting this kind of like confirmation from the universe that you are doing something different. That's going to entitle you to different rewards, and most people aren't willing to do that, right? And so you're doing stuff that other people aren't willing to do. You're going to get results that other people aren't willing to get. Your body can shockingly adapt to different circumstances over time. And this is huge, because when you first get used to doing this and it feels bad, you're thinking, oh my God, I can't, how can I keep this up? You know, how do these other people do this all the time? Well, you have to understand that it doesn't feel that bad all the time. These people can do it for a long period of time because it starts to feel better. It doesn't feel as painful all the time. You will start to appreciate that. It's like those of us that have been working out forever. You know, I mean, lifting heavy and high reps and things still hurt, still painful, but we kind of embrace that pain and that feeling because we know it's coming with a benefit. It's not just painful for the sake of being painful. So that's pretty much sums it up, I think. But just check yourself. If you find that you are in that thing of I want to make big changes, but they aren't happening, take a look and see, are there things that you should be changing that you aren't just because they're your current habits. All right, have a good day, you guys.